Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Almost like I'm meditating when I play basketball, you know?
Yeah, it so, gets you away. It's your quiet place. Yeah, where it all works for you, huh?
Yeah. And
what do you think of watching, you know, when you watch your Tennessee Vols these days? You must be pretty proud, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
And they are shining. Yeah. To run you off the floor, they can shut you down defensively.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, this is that team that, you know, these guys never, they weren't ranked coming out of high school. These guys, these are blue-collar guys.
Did you think Barnes would do this when he got the gig? Like, none of us did. We thought,
I didn't think he would do it this way. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought he would have to bring in some type of, like, top 10 recruit and turn it out like Bruce Pearl did, but he's taking a group of guys who had no real chance and making it happen. I think this is one of his greatest accomplishments.
Can they win the whole thing? Are they that good? Are they that deep? Are they is it the Vols year?
I think they can. I
know what you think. I don't know what this guy thinks.
If they have, you know, if they keep their, you know, persona in check, I really do like what they're doing right now. Like, super cocky, have to play to that level, but at the same time, you don't want to peak too early.
You can't get too arrogant.
Yeah, and I've seen that happen where they are now on a lot of teams' kill list,
uh-huh.
You know, and they better come with it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, they seem to back it up.
Yeah, they do.
At least to this point, they have.
Yeah, that's what I love about them.
Yeah, that win Gainesville was the first time they won there in 7 years.
Mm.
So yeah, I mean, they're doing some crazy things. So I got Jarnell Stokes here in studio. Jarnell, in terms of, I think we all have like an image, right, of the NBA. Like, we're all on Instagram. We all see, you know, the money and the contracts. For somebody like you who's been in the NBA and has dreams of it, how would you compare your image and what you thought the NBA was to what it actually was for you, your actual experience?
Yeah. My actual experience was that I have to go to the drawing board and get better. But, you know, when I actually did that and when I actually own up to my weaknesses and make something out of it and get through the suffering and realize that I'm not defined by this moment and that, you know, everything that happens to me is a bump in the road, I'm really starting to realize that, you know, guys in the NBA, it's a super fine line between G League guys, overseas guys, and NBA guys.
Man. Yep, it's
and
true.
It's almost like an ingredient. You know, it's a little bit of luck, but, you know, when you can find something that you're great at and it's almost like you're branding a skill that you're great at, so you could suck at 5-6 other skills,
right?
And as long as you're great at this,
right,
that makes you an NBA player. So it's not always about, you know, who's best. You know, the best players aren't in the NBA. I mean, these are the best players, but there are a lot of good players that's on the cusp, and a lot of it had to do with you know, the ability to really grab a strength and make something out of it. Like,
yep.
This year, the reason I was able to come back, as crazy as it sounds, I have worked on my three. I have worked on, you know, ball handling. I can, like, push the ball up the floor. I can literally play point forward, you know, but that's not why I was able to get back in the NBA. I was able to get back in the NBA because I was, like, top 5 rebounder in
dominated
the preseason.
Last, yeah.
Yep. And as crazy as that sounds, I work on all this other stuff, but
right.
Guys, you know, like on 2K, all I can do is rebound on there, you know? Like, that's right. For a reason.
You just got a good rebounding grade?
Yeah,
that's all they give you?
That's about it, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm positive. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, so honestly, it's, I guess, the fine line between guys is the fact that a lot of it is confidence and being able to understand that, like, I deserve to be here, and, you know, having that mental talk with yourself. But a big part of it is also just being able to perform at this one given skill that, you know, no one else can match.
What do you sense that Penny's going to get Memphis where it wants to be? And have you ever, whether it's been working out or whatever, have you ever run into James Wiseman in the gym and gone up? You don't know much about him. Have you played against him? What do you think? Both Penny and Wiseman.
I've came super close to meeting him a couple times. just here in Memphis, I was supposed to, you know, go work out.
Yeah, I figure ballers, man, y'all find that same gym
bumping
usually.
To them, yeah. But I think Penny will get it done in Memphis. I really do, because, you know, he has all the tools, you know, and Memphis produces great talent. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, through high school basketball, it's every year is a new guy that's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Memphis really did that, huh?
Yeah. You got to keep it here.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to keep that talent here, bro.
And that's his entire trademark. I think he'll be able to do that.
Yeah, dig that. Jarnell, well, pleasure, best man. Of luck, man. We appreciate you coming through, and we wish you the best
anything
going
in the
forward.
Future, anything to help you do, you know we're rooting for you.
Man, I appreciate it.
Every time.
It means a lot, man.
Honor, man.
First dig that.
Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Man.
We'll come back. Jason DeJohn, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station, home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing three-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with two salads, two side items, and two desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Brenda. Your dog is growling at me, Brenda.
Weird. He doesn't seem to recognize you.
That's because my identity's been stolen.
Bummer, Bob.
My own kids don't recognize me.
If only you had Score Sense.
Score Sense?
Score is in credit score. Sense is in if you had the sense to have Score Sense, you might still have your identity.
Protect yourself from suspicious credit activity, identity theft, and fraud.
I think your dog is biting me.
Is he? Or is he biting someone that used to be you?
Score Sense. Make sense of your credit.
Better Business Bureau accredited. Today, the demand for data analytics professionals is high. The computer and IT sector is projected to grow 12% through 2024. That's nearly 500,000 new jobs. If you're a degreed professional interested in advancing your career in technology, you should check out CBU's data analytics-focused Master of Science in Computer Information Systems or our data analytics graduate certificate. Learn more about these tech-focused programs at our graduate info session on February 5th on the campus of Christian Brothers University in Midtown, Memphis. Register today at cbu.edu/graduate. That's cbu.edu/graduate.
Landers Auto Sales get a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler. They got them out there, all kinds of new cars. Whether you're looking for a small SUV, large SUV, compact car, luxury car, truck, or van, all out there. Price is starting at just $29.90. Their finance team can assist you with securing affordable options on any pre-owned vehicle. Plus, if you're looking for a specific vehicle that they don't have in stock, let them know. They're going to go find it for you. They got a highly trained, experienced staff on hand to assist with all your needs when it comes to purchasing, service, and accessories for your vehicle. They got lots of goals, but their number one goal is simple. That's to ensure their customers are completely satisfied. So let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Men, are you noticing your hair is getting thinner? How about a receding hairline? Are you beginning to get concerned? Would you like to be able to fix it once and for all? We offer Almy, an amazing technique. No downtime, no sedation, no discomfort. We use your own body fat, stem cells, and PRP to regenerate your own hair growth once and for all. Visit SneedMediSpa.com for more information. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
It's like Christmas in January at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and that's because all of the fall and winter merchandise is 50% to 70% off right now. So if Santa didn't bring you what you wanted, this is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show telling you to just go get it yourself at half the price. Sweaters, shirts, pants, sport coats, ties, all 50% off. Suits are 20% off right now. And don't forget about that incredible deal. Two Paul Battinley suits for just $7.95. These suits are regularly $5.95 each, but you can get them right now at James Davis. Two for just $7.95. And for you travelers out there, the Tumi Alpha 2 collection is 50% off while supplies last. If you need new and nice luggage, that's the way to go. So hurry up and get over to James Davis and Laurelwood Shopping Center to take advantage of these amazing sales. My friends at James Davis are making room in the store for the new 2019 collection. They're slashing prices for you so that you'll help them do it. So go help them do it. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. They're on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. That's jamesdavisstore.com.
It's time for another New Money in the New Year appointment.
every hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN and right now.
Okay, chance to win $1,000 right now by texting the word LEARN, L-E-A-R-N. Text the word LEARN now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, that 1 o'clock keyword is LEARN. Text LEARN, L-E-A-R-N, to 72881 for your chance to win a grand with 92.9. Going to have another chance coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. But right now, you have plenty of time to text the word LEARN, L-E-A-R-N, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Group. This is Sports Station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They are the official realtor of your Memphis Grizzlies, the official realtor of the J&J Show. I love them because they help me, and I always will, because they helped me get out of a home I thought I'd never be able to sell. And they did it very quickly with their hard work in great ways. Got me sold in 6 days. I took had multiple offers. Took the one with full asking, them paying closing costs. Can't beat that. Listen, if you got a house that's been on the market for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months, you probably got a problem. Shouldn't be on the market that long in this market. Give it over to the folks at Live Love Memphis Group, right, John?
Yeah, they do things differently over there. They offer a ton of extras that they don't feel are extra at all. You can certainly speak to that. You lived it not too long ago. Yep. They don't charge extra, and it's why they've sold over 1,100 homes, including Jason's, in 10 years, and they are just getting started. They sell a home every 2 days. Let yours be next.
The website is livelovememphis.com. Again, livelovememphis.com. The phone number is 901-685-6000. Again, 685-6000. Person calls Jennifer Carstensen. She is the captain of this hardworking team. How hardworking? Well, so hardworking that she built this biz as a single mom at the time. And look at what she's done. She's got that kind of work ethic. She's going to work that hard for you. And it's not just about her making a dollar. It's about her helping Memphis. That's what I found. Give them a holler. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts.
Thanks to Jarnell Stokes for joining us in that last segment. And you know what?
I got a lot of respect for that. That's because that is fresh.
Oh, it happened you get cut, yesterday.
You know what I'm saying? You get cut. You're feeling a way about it. It hurts. You're disappointed. And the fact that you can come on a day later and talk about it, like I would have told, you know, anybody, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm trying to get to my next spot. The fact that he can talk about it so openly, something so what I have to imagine is painful. I got a lot of respect for that, man.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, when you pursue something strong, so vigorously, right, and he's done it in international countries. He's done it, you know, in the NBA. He tried to do it here in the G League. And it ends, and not even necessarily because of something that you did, right? I mean, it's because the Grizzlies felt like they needed a wing, so they go out and they sign this guy, Julian Washburn, you know.
And look what has to happen for them to get to that point. I mean, you know, Kyle goes down, the stuff with Chandler to get to that point where they need something. It's out of your control. So for a while, it looks like, okay, finally, perfect. I'm back home. This looks like the perfect spot, and I'm in the best of shape ever. And it's out of your control because all of a sudden, they need a wing. Frankly, they've needed one forever. But my point, you're low on bodies. It's got to change the position you need, excuse me. And it's out of your control. And you get the call that you're gone despite the efforts you've put in. You've done nothing wrong to that point.
No, in life, I think that's a good, it's a good thing to at least try to remember, you know, that there are just things that are going to happen in this world that are out of your control. And as much as you want to control them, like for me, like, and this is going to sound silly because I'm 27 years old, but when I got into this business, you know, journalism, you know, I wanted certain things to happen. I wanted to get a full-time job at the Commercial Appeal. I wanted to get a full-time job here. And it ultimately did happen, but I wanted it to happen way quicker than it even did. Yeah. And a lot
and
of
then you go through stages dealing with that about, you know, in terms of probably question yourself.
Absolutely.
Just like, I'm sure, you know, everybody goes through with this.
You know, there are times where I considered, you know, am I going to get a real estate license? Am I going to go, you know, work at a, you know, wherever? So I just think that's natural in any field you're in when you have, you know, something that you're pursuing and it doesn't happen the way you necessarily want it to or as quickly as you want it to. You know,
or if it doesn't happen, period.
Maybe it just doesn't happen.
Think about this. Yeah, you're talking about, I guess it's been 6-7 years, and as the CA and covering preps, and Jarnell Stokes is coming up, and he's a man child. And, he's playing, when he plays, it looks like he's playing with boys.
Yep.
He's so big.
Yep.
So you go to write the story about this big-time prospect, it looks like, oh, my gosh, he's not just, he can, not only is he big, he can play. He can step outside and shoot.
Yep.
You say, well, okay, this guy's got the size. You talk to him, and he gets up every morning before school, 5:30 in the morning, starts doing push-ups and sit-ups. You start finding out that, okay, he's got the work ethic to go with it. Okay, mm-hmm. This is all coming together. It looks like a guy that will eventually one day be in the NBA and certainly a Division I prospect. But forget what I'm saying about looking at it on the outside in. Think about him. He's training for it at that point, right? You're doing the 5:30 sit-ups and everything to get the scholarship, yeah, but once the scholarship starts coming back, you start thinking about what the future could be. And that we all know what that future for those prospects to get those scholarships, it's the NBA.
No doubt.
And you start working toward it then as a kid. And you're still, all your life, right? What you eat now, when it becomes that's the line of business you're going to pursue,
yep.
Becomes that. It's centered around what you eat, what you take in, you know, your game. I got to get to the gym and do some drills and get my, for Jarnell, I got to be more of a wing, push the ball up, show guys I'm not just an underneath the basket guy. And that is your life. Think about it from a journal. Think about us that, okay, you know, we started writing stories. We want to be, you know, journalists. And we started 14 or 15 year old, you know, as 14, 15 year olds, we're writing stories, right? And we finally even get close and get a career with a paper in my instance. But maybe then it shuts down and all of a sudden the one thing you've been training to do all your life, which for me, you know, write stories, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't get a newspaper job.
Right.
Like it's happening. We see it all over the country with the way this business is. I can't get except for a freelance. It's the only gig I can get right now. I can't even. And so you start to wonder what else can I do?
Right.
Because I've been training for this all my life.
That's it.
And so when a person, and this is real, when a person gets to this point that Jarnell's at, you could feel it around him. You could sense
the
disappointment.
Very much so.
When I see him trying to plow through it, clearly he's not all the way through these stages, right? I mean, you can sense the pain. But when I see him trying to plow through and trying to figure out what's there for him on the other side, I'm grateful for it because I've seen so many of them think there's not another side. Think that this is what defines me and now I'm a failure because I didn't make it to the NBA. I hate it. You know, that I hate that it grabs you that much that's your attitude that you feel like you've got no other purpose.
Right.
And so when I see a Jarnell sort of fighting that and figuring out, man, something else is going to define me. It's not going to be my basketball career. I root for it. I root for those guys to push through.
That's a
and
hard
to find it.
That's
because it's got to be hard, John. When you've done,
it's
you've trained for that all your life.
And honestly,
something we got no clue about.
It's an unfair thing to define yourself by because what's the percentage of basketball players that make the NBA?
Well, that's the key. It's easy for us to say that's the key, but you can't do that because so few of you make it. And in some cases, there are guys in the NBA aren't as good as you, and they're there. And how can I explain that to you in a way that you'll understand it? Like he said, it's a fine line who's in that G League and who's not. But when you've been that focused that long on one thing and the door keeps closing on you, I imagine it's pretty hard to keep getting back up and trying and trying and trying again. And I give this kid all the credit in the world.
I give him a lot of credit.
I'm willing to talk about it openly.
I give you a lot of credit. You lived your dream at Imperial, and that was awesome. And you did that fairly early on. And, you know, it's all been downhill from there. But you did it, man. And nobody can ever take that away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Your name still is, it's like hallowed ground there, you know.
Dude, they wouldn't know
they
wouldn't know who I was.
Dude, they have framed your legal pad notes and they're like, this is what you need to do on your watch. This is how diligent you need to be when you're on your watch. And I give you all the credit in the world. You really left an impact.
That's funny, John.
So I'm
trying to have a real moment here on the show.
Well, we had a real moment,
and you just blew it.
And I did. It was time to inject a little funny in there. Okay, but anyway, yes. Thanks to Jarnell Stokes for coming on and coming in, and you know, and giving us, you know, a look into what he's going through right now. We definitely do appreciate that. The Grizzlies have a game tonight. They're kind of going through it too. They're going through it tonight. They got the Bucks at home tonight. The Greek Freak here in town. Kyle Anderson, as we know, is out for the next 2 to 4 weeks. They will obviously have no Kyle Anderson, no Dylan Brooks, no Chandler Parsons. So it will be, I guess, all hands on deck, if you would like to, if you'd like to use that, all hands on deck tonight against one of the better NBA teams in the league. Probably not the kind of game where you're going to get back on track, but you know what? The Grizzlies have done this before.
We didn't think they had a chance against San Antonio a couple games ago.
Yeah, they've done this before. Maybe this is what they need. Maybe they do need a quote-unquote elite NBA team in here to get refocused. They tend to play better against these kinds of teams. It'll be tough given how shorthanded they are, but nonetheless, Greek Freak here in town tonight as the Grizzlies try to get back on track. All right, when we come back, Mark Giannotto is going to join us. We will talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll get his thoughts on Lil Penny, on the Tigers.
On his baby.
On his
Hopefully everything's okay.
I think everything is fine, but we'll ask him when we talk to him next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You know it. New money, new year. We're the Money Trio. Coming up at 2 p.m., we are all for that cash. New money, new year. Get the code weekdays at the top of the hour from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Text that code to 72881. Data message rate supply national contest. And you could get paid a grand. New money in the new year. You know where the dollar's at the top of every hour weekdays. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the brand's pros trust to get the job done. Come in today during our Pro Stock Up and Save event to get 15% off all Bosch tools and accessories. Then save on your next paint job with 15% off select paint like Valspar Pro and painting supplies like brushes, caulk, and tape. But hurry, these deals are for one day only. So, Pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers end 1/16 while supplies last, U.S. only.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams. And dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get to your dreams faster. Because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new C Spire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. cspire, customer inspired.
Looking to buy a new Chevy SUV, car, or truck? This is the month to do it at Bob Johnson Chevy in Covington. Get extra bonus incentives up to $2,000 off select 2018 and 2019 Equinox, Tahoe, Suburban, Trax, Reverse, Silverado, Colorado, Camaro, Corvette, Spark, Sonic, Cruze, Malibu, and Impala. 0% financing for 72 months on select Silverado Light Duty Crew LT with All-Star Package or Texas Edition. 0% for 60 months on Malibu and Trax. Many more discounts, rebates, and incentives. All roads lead to Bob Johnson Chevy's at TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com today.
We started Allegiant with a simple goal, so the one person who couldn't travel could. 80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same. Save when you book flights, rental cars, and hotels together only at Allegiant.com. Together, we fly.
Book a nonstop flight from Memphis to Tampa, St. Pete, one way for as low as $48. Must be purchased by February 1st, 2019 for travel between February 1st, 2019 and May 15, 2019. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis's hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at TheBluffMemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, he is on the cusp of being a new father. His name is Mark Giannotto. He's a sports columnist for The Commercial Appeal. He joins us every week. He joins us now.
It's Commercial Appeal sports columnist Mark Giannotto, live with Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN, and 680 AM.
Mark, or should we say dad yet?
No, not yet. Still waiting. I'm probably more impatient about this than my wife at this point. She's handling it great. So baby was due on a Friday, still not here, and we'll see. Maybe it could be any day now, but I've been saying that for like a week. So
wow. So is that what you've been doing all day, just back and forth from the doctor's office?
Yeah, we had a doctor's appointment. They were just checking to see how things were doing. Everything's great. Still, he's pretty comfortable in there, it sounds like. So we're just waiting to see what happens here. We got the bag packed and ready to go to the hospital when we need to.
Yeah, by the way, we named your son. So
I heard about that. I didn't actually listen to the segment, but yeah, I heard about
it. But it is binding. So I just want to, okay. You just have to, because we gave away tickets for the best name, and so it is is definitely binding. So Dylan Mark Giannotto, or Gino Giannotto, whichever one, just let us know. But again, it is binding.
You do have Italian blood in you, right, Mark? I think that assumption was made on the show.
Oh, yeah, my dad is Italian. Yeah, the Giannotto is definitely Italian.
So. All right, perfect. All right, so there's a lot to get to today, Mark. Let's start with the Memphis Grizzlies. They obviously have a game tonight against the Greek Freak and the Milwaukee Bucks. Is there a fix? I mean, I know that long term something's going to have to be done and there's going to have to be a rebuild, but is there a fix as it relates to this season?
As it relates to this season, no. I think you just have to play the cards you're dealt. I think I might have a different take on this than other people in town. Like, my feeling is, like, this whole should they trade Gasol debate that's kind of cropped up this week and has kind of lingered beneath the surface for a while, it feels like. My opinion on it is to trade Mark would be essentially saying we are finally rebuilding. Like, we are not going to do this dual sort of agenda of trying to remain competitive and also build for the future. To me, when you're trading Mark, you're saying we got to build for the future. And in my opinion, I don't want a front office that isn't going to, because this rebuild is going to take a while. It's going to take at least a few years. And to me, I want the people making a move like that, I want the people making that move to be the people who are going to be here 5 years from now.
Right.
And while I wouldn't say, in my opinion, I would not have this current front office, running this team beyond probably this year. I just feel like whether it's Robert Parra coming out and saying this front office is my front office for the foreseeable future, mm-hmm. or, cleaning house and office, I'm just not comfortable with a front office that's basically trying to do everything it can to try and save its jobs, making a move like trading Marc Gasol. I'm not saying you shouldn't trade Marc Gasol. I just want the people making that move mm-hmm. to be the ones who are planning the future of this franchise. And nothing suggests to me that we're certain this current front office is going to be the one 5 years from now that's going to be, going to be in charge when ultimately you'd hope the Grizzlies are back, to being, very competitive again.
That's interesting you brought it up, because I lean towards you. And we've talked about it on the show. We think it's got to start at the top and with Parra, and I was on a little Parra rant earlier myself. What is that? Is there some sort of decorum to this? If we all agree that the front office should be cleaned out, so when you make these decisions, you're doing it with a new group that's got a new vision. If you're Parra, do you just fire now then? Like, I've heard Calkins talking about it too, and we haven't talked much about the when you fire on our show. But bring it up with you, do you wait till the end of the season? Is there some, or if you want to take those calls on Mark now, maybe, and to your point, maybe you want the new guys to sort of be at the head of that, would firing now make more sense? If you're Robert Parra, do you wait till the end of the season? Do you fire now? Does it matter?
Well, the question is, does he have who he wants lined up? If it's someone within the pre-existing front office, like someone who's lower on the totem pole, mm-hmm. who he views as the next GM, then yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't, make that. If you believe that person is better equipped,
right,
then you do it right now. But if it's looking outside, like, to me, you don't do it unless you've got someone lined up to replace mm-hmm. Chris Wallace. You just can't. I don't think that's also to me isn't a smart move in that. You don't want an interim GM essentially making, like my whole thing is just trading Mark would be a huge move for this franchise.
There's no question.
And a seismic shift in its philosophy and its trajectory moving forward. And I just want the, I don't know if you fire him now unless you've got someone lined up. I just think, unless you get some sort of offer that's like overwhelming, that mm-hmm. you go, oh my, like almost like the Kelly Oubre deal when you're like, oh my God, we're giving up, we're getting, a ransom here for Marc Gasol. We've got to pull the trigger. But if it's the type of deals that it seems like it's going to be, where it's like, the net benefit is going to be negligible at best, and chances are you're just, what you're going to get back isn't going to be what, Mark is worth to this franchise.
Right.
I say you hold off making this move until you've got the people in place. And I'm not saying, like I said, personally, I would certainly be strongly considering changing the front office. But if he wants to say, Chris Wallace is going to be here for, I'm giving him a 5-year contract, I'm putting him in charge of the rebuilding effort. If he wants to do that, then it's the same thing. At least we know that the person who's making the move
right.
is thinking about it long term and not thinking about it in terms of, we've got to, make the playoffs, or we've got to be competitive next year. They're thinking about it with the security of having multiple years to to sort of implement a rebuild. And it, I mean, it's just ultimately it took multiple years to get to this point, and it's going to take multiple years to dig out of the hole that was dug. And that's probably why you need a new front office, because this front office is the one that dug the hole.
Yeah, I was going to say that, because, you know, I understand, right, like the merits of a rebuild. But when you are a front office in a market like this, I mean, you've got to have, at least on some level, you've got to have the market on board, you know, especially in a place like Memphis. So how can the Grizzlies, with a straight face, say, all right, we'll commit to a rebuild with the same exact people who got them in this in the first place? I mean, there's just no way they can do that, right?
I don't think they can. I mean, I don't. That's why I think it's inevitable. I think, you know, I would, you know, I think there's going to be a change. I don't think you can go into next season with the same front office and say you traded Mark or Mark's gone, and you go in next season with Conley and, you know, essentially, you know, a bunch of, you know, a rebuilding effort. I just don't, you know, you're already starting to see the fan base sort of dwindle a bit from its heyday 3, 4, 5 years ago. I mean, you go to these games, I know they're listing whatever attendance they're listing, but there's not that many people at the games. I think people are, as much as people love Mark and Mike here, people are bored with it, especially because it's not it's not producing the results it once did. But I think even going into the season, even when they started off hot, there felt like there was this fatigue in this market with this whole, you know, the building the team around Mark and Mike. So I think, more so than maybe 2 years ago or even last year, I think people in this market might be more ready for a rebuild than what they were a year ago, because I think they realize this pain is coming, and you might as well do it sooner rather than later. I think there's more sentiment about that. There's less of, well, if they totally reboot, no one's going to go to the games, and the team might move. Well, go to FedEx Forum right now. Unless LeBron's there, like, the crowds have not been that good. People aren't really going to the games because they don't see much of a future ahead for this current, you know, version of the Grizzlies. I think, you know, this town's just like with the Tigers last year. This town is basketball savvy. They know when they should, you know, they know what's what.
Is there a risk? We used to pit the two of them together, right? Well, we used to say, I mean, in a city like Memphis, you have to make some real decisions economically in terms of which team you can support. Like, not all of us can have tickets to both. And so, I'm being careful because I don't want to pit the two of them at all. I wonder if that gets overplayed. I wonder if we can here in Memphis support both, or if it is a crucial time for the Grizzlies right now in terms of, hey, if we're going to do this, we better do it now, because it looks like things are about to take off with the Tigers and what Penny Hardaway is doing in this class they've got coming in. Is there a little bit more of a sense of urgency for the Grizzlies because of what the Tigers are doing? Or is that whole story about, you know, it's got to be one or the other in Memphis, has that been overdone?
I think it's a little overdone in that people here, if there's a good product on the floor,
basketball,
people are going to support it.
Good
I
basketball.
Think.
Yes.
I mean, you were here during the beginning of the Pastner era, for instance, when that was like one of the few times since the Grizzlies came here where the Grizzlies were pretty good and the Tigers were pretty good. Mm-hmm. And they both had pretty good attendance.
It's true. Like people, it's just true. Yeah.
I think people are going to support a good product. And so if they start rebuilding around Jaren Jackson next year, while the Tigers have James Wiseman and all this excitement surrounding him, will attendance fall will the Grizzlies suffer a drop in season ticket sales? Yes, I do think they will. And, you know, the Tigers will be, you know, they already kind of feel like the hot ticket compared to the Grizzlies right now. But, you know, I just think if you rebuild the right way, and you put an entertaining product on the floor, say in 20, you know, you're going to have to, like I said, there's going to be a couple years where it's not going to be pretty record wise, but it's just the situation you're in. You're going to have to take some lumps as a franchise, especially one that can't, you know, is going to struggle to attract marquee free agents. It's just inevitable what you're going to have to. I mean, I think Milwaukee, who's coming in tonight, is a perfect example of what Memphis should be striving for. They hit on a few, you know, obviously they, They got not lucky, but they hit on Giannis,
yes,
a big time, you know, a guy who looks to be a superstar. But they've also hit on some other decent draft picks like Chris Middleton and, you know, Malcolm Brogdon was a late early second round pick. They, you know, they hit on a, like, you know, 2-3 years in a row, they hit in the draft, and now they have this really good team. And there were a couple years there during the beginning of Giannis's career where he wasn't, you know, what he is today, but he was obviously intriguing, where they took some lumps. They didn't make the playoffs, you know, and now after, you know, a 3-4-5 year process, they're one of the best teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether they keep Giannis long-term or not, I, you know, who knows? But, like, that the team coming in tonight, the FedEx Forum, to me, is one you look at and go, why can't Memphis do that?
Yeah.
We're, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto, a sports columnist for the Commercial Appeal. He joins us every single week around this time. Penny Hardaway was on Get Up this morning and obviously revisited the Rick Barnes situation and also said that Lil Penny is coming soon. Now, Mark, is that different in terms of the Lil Penny comment? Is that different from what he's been saying since he got the job last March?
I will say it's not different. Like, he sort of said Lil Penny, he wants Lil Penny involved. It felt more imminent when he was talking about it today on Get Up. You know, he was saying, like, oh, he's working, Lil Penny's working out and getting ready. So it felt more imminent during this appearance. But I always expected them to I thought Lil Penny was going to show up at Memphis Madness in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm, but maybe it took a while. If they get Chris Rock involved, maybe it took some time to get Chris Rock back involved. Like, that'd be really exciting. And so I'm curious, in what form will Lil Penny come back? Is it going to be a commercial? Is it going to be an appearance at a Memphis game? I'm very curious how they're going to reincorporate him into all this.
Well, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, and we both believe that Chris Rock will be able to be, recruited by the university or Nike, whoever it is, to come back. But if he doesn't, you know, I mean, are you willing to accept someone other than Chris Rock as the voice, Mark?
I think it'd be acceptable. It wouldn't be as cool, though. Like, I said this on our podcast, our Tiger Basketball podcast. Like, if it's Bill Bellamy doing, you know, Lil Penny, it won't, like, be the same. It won't feel the same. But, it'll still be cool. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, getting Chris Rock would be, you know, it's just like anything. Like, you know, when you had, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a movie like The Sandlot 2 with, like, different characters. No one remembers The Sandlot 2. They remember The Sandlot.
Right.
You know, they, like, no one, you know, so you want, like, the originals, I would think. And it seems like Home Alone 3, when you didn't have Macaulay Culkin anymore. No one really thinks of that as, like, a Home Alone movie. It's like almost like a different movie. To me, you want Chris Rock. It'll still be cool if it just Lil Penny's back and it, if it, I guess maybe the key is there enough room to say, like, oh, it could be Chris Rock, you know, like, even if it's not Chris Rock, if the person who's doing it, like, sounds like him, maybe that could be, you know, that could be the kind of middle ground. But if it's like a totally different voice, that's going to be really strange, and I don't think it will have the same impact. But my guess is the reason why it's taken so long is probably to sort of get to this point where Lil Penny will be back is, I'm guessing it took some time to get Chris Rock back involved. That would be my guess.
Mark, on the list of guys that tickle you to death, how high up the list is Bill Bellamy?
Bill Bellamy.
I just,
right there with Richard Pryor.
Just, like,
and
the name that came to mind, like a similar, you know, era comedian, as Chris Rock. Obviously, okay, not as big.
I'm just messing with you. I love Bill Bellamy.
I was just going to say, man, we need to get Mark to the movie theater. Like, I mean, because it's obviously been quite some time since that man has seen a movie. You know what I'm saying?
I saw Vice this weekend, actually. I was at the movie theater this weekend.
Okay, all right. I was just saying,
John.
If Bill Bellamy is in consideration for this gig at all.
I love Bill.
He should double his agent's pay.
It'd be like his best gig in like a decade. You're right.
Ever, without a shadow of a doubt. So, Mark, we appreciate
your
time.
You are great for doing this, too, around what you've got going on. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, guys. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Is Mark Giannato joins us every single week. Bill Bellamy. I mean, you might as well, you know, who's another like random 80s, 90s comedian that we could throw in there for, you know?
Bill.
How about Martin Lawrence? You know? Martin Lawrence actually might make some sense.
Dude, they're filming Bad Boys 3 right now.
They are filming Bad Boys 3. You're right. Martin Lawrence not a good example. He's still relevant.
May as well have Dan Cortez do Little Penny.
Dan Cortez.
From MTV Spring Break, right there with Bill Bellamy.
What a time to
be
alive.
Bill Bellamy would be champing at the bit to get this opportunity.
He would crawl over shards of glass to be the voice of Little Penny. Are you kidding me?
Bill was really good at one point.
Dude, we were offered Bill Bellamy on the show in the last year. We said no.
Dang.
Okay. I'm just being honest. Like,
we may never get him now if we need him.
We didn't want him. Let's
you
be
may
honest.
Have a slow day where Bill may be. We fit in just fine. That's done now.
We can't even get him on the Jason and Josh.
Does Bill Bellamy even perform at Chuckles?
Yeah, that's.
I'm pretty sure he's made an appearance there before.
Yes, that's why
that was the opportunity.
And you said no, man. You said we didn't want Bill Bellamy. That's crazy.
I joke around that he plays for my Chicago Bears now.
Yeah, because there's a guy
named
Bellamy.
No, it's good to know that Bill had such a profound
impact on Mark.
Comedic impact.
Man, for Mark, it goes Chris Rock and then Bill Bellamy. That's the two.
What was the movie that Bill Bellamy did that came out like this around the same time as Belly?
What?
You remember the movie poster? He's like on a phone. It was
been a lot of things on a phone. There was one about how to,
Be a player.
He was teaching you about a
cell phone, like in the movie poster.
How to be a player.
That may be the movie poster, but I wasn't very familiar with.
I know my.
With a movie poster for that one.
Is Cedric the Entertainer still alive?
Dude, are you for real?
Is he? I don't know.
Yes, and he gets more work than Bill.
Well, he can be the voice of Little Penny.
Why? Because he's fat.
No,
I'm just assuming he died, had a heart attack or something, John.
Well, you just never know. You never know. So he could
Bill Bellamy also in the great 1996 classic Booty Call.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right, we'll come back. Wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
An unreliable network can cost you money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast. And we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction knocks out the power, you can still upload that presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 130-119. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection pro backup limited up to 6 hours. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Offer price requires eco bill pay for this billing and auto pay through Comcast Business My Account.
Don't be left standing outside this season. The Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica has a seat that is calling your name. Make sure to join them for the big game on February 3rd. Enjoy the roomy seats, full-service bar, weekend food specials, and, of course, with its wall of big-screen TVs, you won't miss any part of the big game in this sports bettor's paradise at the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. And since you're catching the big game at Samstown, why not book a hotel package as well? Because who doesn't want to celebrate longer when their team wins? Simply call 1-800-946-0711 and mention Game B. That's G-A-M-E-B. And you can reserve your package for a room and 2 breakfast buffets starting at just $45. Call 1-800-946-0711. Don't miss out on the full sports betting experience at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall, Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions and fees may apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Hello, Brett Clark here, operating partner at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. There's always a new culinary experience at Fleming's Steakhouse in Memphis. In the mood for surf and turf? Join us every Monday for an enticing 3-course menu that includes our buttery filet mignon and sweet cold water lobster starting at $55. Want an impressive dinner for two? Try Tomahawk Tuesday, a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye with 2 salads, 2 side items, and 2 desserts for only $120. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com or call 901-761-6200 to make your reservation today.
All right, guys, New Year's resolutions are hard, but getting an amazing deal during the Xfinity New Year New Deal, That's easy. So now through February the 3rd, get started with Xfinity TV and internet for just $35 each month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement with download speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, you'll get Stars and Showtime included for a whole year. With Xfinity, you can use the X1 voice remote to quickly find and watch your favorite shows on Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and more. And you can watch the best shows, movies, and even live TV on the Xfinity Stream app with the most reliable internet. The sale ends February 3rd, so get started. Learn more about the Xfinity New Year, New Deal. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit your local Xfinity store today. It requires eco bill, paperless billing, and auto-pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Actual speeds vary. Equipment tax and fees, including BTB and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and premium promo, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video streaming membership required.
Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers, what is that look on your face?
Trying to get rid of some inventory. And I got this really cool, unique idea to put a born-on date on every piece of merchandise.
So people just come into Robert Irwin Jewelers, find the piece of jewelry they like, look at the tag, and look for the date?
And depending on how long that piece has been in inventory is your discount. And it goes up to 70% off.
Someone can actually get an engagement ring 70% off this week?
Yes. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers, Santa Surplus Sale, 4 convenient locations. This sale is not online, folks.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And my team and I want to thank you for voting us Memphis Most Best Insurance Agency in Memphis. Call 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys, it's 2019. Time to get our affairs in order. That includes your insurance affairs. Maybe you don't have a life insurance policy. Maybe you think you're too young to have one. It's probably not the case, man. Listen, if you've got a wife, child, you need a life insurance policy. I don't care how young you are. And I've got just the man for you to holler at. His name is Eric Winston. You may know him already because he's a Tigers, former Tigers football player. He was born and raised here in Memphis, Tennessee, a Memphian, played football at Kirby High School before going on to play with D'Angelo Williams at Memphis. And now he is the man with all the answers when it comes to your insurance needs. I'm talking life. I'm talking home, auto. Maybe you need commercial insurance for your business. That's cool because Eric is partnering with over 24 insurance companies. He's going to make sure those companies compete for you, which means for you, lower rates, better coverage. So give him a call at 901-275-8173. He's got all the knowledge. Again, 275-8173 when it comes to insurance. Or you can call him up, or you can visit him online at WinstonInsures.com. That's WinstonInsures.com. My guess is he's going to save you some money. He's going to have you better covered. You're going to be saying, thank you, Jason. Thank you very much. That's Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's that time. What are we checking out tonight?
Here's what 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason, John, and Bennett are checking out tonight.
A lot of games that matter in basketball in the AAC tonight. Now, we know Memphis doesn't play again until Saturday when it brings in an SMU team that does something very well that Memphis does not, which is offensive rebounding. For Memphis, it's defensive rebounding. All that said, SMU in action tonight. It's a game I'll be watching. Number 21 Houston visits SMU to sort of get a feel for that SMU team, because if you're going to separate yourself from the pack in the AAC, it's going to take beating teams like SMU. They'll be playing in Houston tonight. Another group, Temple goes to East Carolina, where we saw Cincinnati go down. And if you know, I pointed out, I told you before they beat Houston, this is kind of what they do. Watch out for the upset. They did that. Here's the other thing Fran Dunphy's teams have done recently. It's not just win in big games. It's lose to teams they shouldn't. Typically, the last few years, Temple's had an ugly loss or two on their resume despite a bunch of good wins, and it's kept them out of where they want to go. And watch out tonight for them going down to East Carolina. We know the Pirates already knocked off Cincinnati there. This just smells like, to me, the kind of game that Temple, after a big win over Houston at home, will go down there and lose. So I'll be watching Houston, SMU, Temple, East Carolina. You've also got another one to keep an eye on, UCF visiting Wichita State.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching the Grizzlies. I missed the last game because I was at WWE Monday Night Raw. Great night, great event. But I'm going to be watching tonight the Grizzlies back in action against the Bucks, who they've already beaten once this year. If the Grizzlies want to convey that pick to Boston, like we all kind of hope they do this year, they got to get back to winning home games. That's they're good at home. They were good at home.
They lost it.
Yeah, they lost that home cooking that they used to have at the beginning of the season. They got to get that back. I mean, this is a team that's really, really good, and so it's going to be tough for the Grizz, but get back to being good at home. That's the only solution right now.
That's right. And I'll be checking out. I'll be flipping back and forth between the Grizzlies and Celtics Raptors. That was supposed to be at one time, right? Expected the top two teams in the East, but the Celtics have
they got internal issues.
Yeah, they definitely do. Kyrie Irving is throwing his teammates under the bus. I mean, they lost to the Magic over the weekend. You know, that's not something that a team that was projected to be top two, top three in the conference is supposed
to
be doing.
Some people are mad about the way he's been calling people out. Others have said, well, he's a leader of the team. What's he supposed to do?
Right.
Which way do you fall on it?
Well, I think he's an emotional guy, and I think he rides the highs and he rides the lows. I think that's kind of Kyrie Irving, you know. And so that's just kind of what he does. He also thinks the earth is flat. So,
well, he's kind of reined that in.
But has he?
Not?
But has he?
I thought he kind of did.
He did, and I think he did. He undid it. So, yeah, I can't keep up. Either way, it's going to be, I agree, it's going to be on ESPN tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. The Celtics are a 2.5-point favorite.
Look at you with the lines.
They are a 2.5-point favorite. So, yes, that's going to be a high-level NBA basketball game tonight. I will say this. My wife was not cool with watching Temptation Island last night, so we did not get a chance to check in.
I saw the commercial for that after you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Why do you want us watching Pure Sin?
Well, because my wife is like, you just want to watch that because you're cheating on me. And I was like, why would I want to watch that because I'm cheating on you? That makes zero sense to me.
Well, isn't the show about couples cheating on each other?
It doesn't have to be. It's a tempt. It's like, do you cheat or do you stay together?
I told
together?
You yesterday is a bad idea.
Yeah,
and then Sam
down.
Let you know why.
Okay, so you watch The Bachelor, which is literally where one dude picks from a, 40 different women.
Yeah, but it's not somebody trying to get out of a relationship into the next one.
Well, sometimes,
as Temptation
sometimes
Island
sometimes people go on there and they're married. It's happened before. So, you know, I'm the bad guy because I want to watch a show that's honest about what it is, which is, hey, we're together, but we might cheat on each other.
Doesn't
here
sound
in
very
the Turks
honest
and Caicos
to me, John.
No, that's a very honest show.
John, Memphis just wants you to treat Sam like the beautiful woman that she
I
is.
I do. I thought maybe we could bond together and strengthen our relationship, but apparently that ain't going to happen over Temptation Island. I'll have to watch it on my own, which I'm going to do if I have to.
Strengthen those bonds before you have a baby.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Mark Giannotto, Jarnell Stokes, and Eamon Brennan for joining the show today. Aircast Tide is up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com station. Home of Golic and Wingo, weekdays 6 till 9 a.m.
Your next haircut now has a shortcut. Introducing the Sport Clips Haircuts app. That's right. Now the cut you want is just a tap away. Just download the app, check in at your neighborhood Sport Clips, and choose your Guy Smart stylist, and you're done. We'll text you when your stylist is almost ready. Then head to Sport Clips for a championship haircut experience. It's home field advantage for your hair. No appointment needed. Just download the Sport Clips app and check in. And don't forget a beard trim. Sport Clips. You choose the cut. We cut the weight.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing Pound Law on your cell phone. That's #529. Pound Law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.